Welcome to Quick Brain, bite-sized brain hacks for busy people who want to learn faster and achieve more. I'm your coach, Jim Quick.
Free your mind.
Let's imagine if we could access 100% of our brain's capacity.
I wasn't high, wasn't wired, just clear. I knew what I needed to do and how to do it.
I know Kung Fu.
Show me.
All right, welcome back, Quick Brain. Your topic and your question for today is, how do you get the most out of the new year? And we're going to talk about 10 small, simple steps to achieve more in the new year. Make sure you follow us if you're listening to the podcast on Instagram and Facebook, and we do these lives sometimes also as well. I encourage you to take some notes if you feel inspired to do so. I'm going to go through these 10 quick tips. Small, simple steps. The metaphor that I'm using for the past couple of years is that of a butterfly, because a butterfly for me is a profound symbol of transformation, right? And so a lot of us feel like we're going through a transformation, or that we're in a cocoon. And when we're in a cocoon, you are alone with your thoughts, your fears, your doubts. You might be feeling alone. And while the beauty is in that butterfly, the growth happens in that cocoon. And so what are 10 things you could do or not do, 10 small, simple steps, 10 choices, if you will, that you can make in the new year to be able to win? All right, so I'm going to go through it, and let's have this conversation now. All right. Thank you, everybody who's chiming in also on social media. I really appreciate all of you and the thousands of people who are watching this live and being part of this conversation. All right, so I'm going to give you 10 things, choices, small, simple steps. Let's make the first four things you want to stop doing, choices to do less of this, okay? Because it's really stopping something and then starting something else, all right? And I'll, I tend to alliterate a lot, so I'll make these all the letter C, all right? All the letter C's. So let's talk about four things to stop and six things you could start. And you don't have to do all of these things, right? You could be inspired to do one of these 10 things, stopping something or starting something. I think it'll help you a whole lot. So let's start with in no specific order. The first one, I'll talk about caring, and I would say stop caring. And what do I mean by that? Still obviously be compassionate, care about others, but I would also say stop caring specifically about what other people think. And this is a big one, and it's easier said than done. I'll be the first to admit it. And so I'm not saying it's easy, but I'm saying it's going to be worth it, right? And so here's the thing. If you fuel your life on the opinions of those around you, and it could be positive or it could be negative, then you're soon going to run out of gas, right? Nobody has the right to define who you are, right? The only opinion about your dreams that really counts is yours, right? And we do ourselves a big disservice when we let the noise of other people's opinions, they distort our reality. They might be subverting our own thoughts, getting away from our own values. They might drown out our inner voice. And of course, I'm not saying don't learn from people, right? You could get feedback from others, right? From, other people, your friends, your family. You can learn from mentors, but that know that you and you alone are responsible for your life. You know, so part of this, what I'm talking about here is not caring, is really just to, you know, audit the not only your internal voice, because that's something else, but also stand guard to the doors of your mind when it comes to the low opinions of other people. All right, so that would be the first thing I would say. The second thing I would say is stop, besides caring about other people think, the second C is I would say stop, and this would be another stop. Stop complaining. And again, we're all guilty of this. There is no judgment here. What I would say is that we can make excuses or we can make progress, but we certainly can't make both. And just from a functional standpoint, when you're thinking about winning in the new year, complaining really is kind of useless, right? It wastes valuable time. It wastes energy. It doesn't accomplish anything. And so I would say excuses are useless. You know, wishing is also kind of useless. You can't be upset by the results you didn't get from the work that you didn't do. And so I would say, as a reminder, you don't want to wish for it, you want to work for it. You don't want to say it, because a lot of people could talk about stuff, and but I think it's better well done than well said. So don't say it, you show it, right? Don't promise it, prove it, right? Accept responsibility for your thoughts, accept responsibility and ownership over your actions, be accountable to your commitments, learn from your mistakes, and the results will follow. The third thing I would say, you can make a choice to be able to stop or at least reduce. Stop could be reducing, right? We're mitigating it. I'm not putting a lot of time and attention there, is criticism. Stop criticizing. Who am I thinking about? Yourself, right? Because this is about you. And so I would say part of this process is we need to be able to lighten up, right? It's not about being perfect. It's about personal progress. And when we release criticism, self-criticism, or we release, another word, putting it, self-judgment, that you could be so busy growing yourself and your business, if you have your own business, your career, your education, that you have no time for self-judgment. You know, but those moments where you start to criticize or judge yourself, take a pause and just try observing yourself instead. Just try feeling, instead of like going in your mind and criticize yourself, just observe yourself. Because the former leads to self-doubt, the latter leads to self-awareness and self-growth, self-improvement. And so let's try in the new year to replace criticism with curiosity. Right. So that would be the third thing. And then the fourth C, I would say, let's talk about comparison. This is a big one, because people, it's hard. We talk about this in the book. We talk about digital dementia, digital distraction, right? Digital deduction, digital deluge. But we also talk about digital depression, where we're comparing ourselves to the highlight trailer of everybody else's life, you know, online and social media. And people think they're green with envy because the grass is greener, you know, on the other side, or, you know, in that app or something. And I would just remind you that the grass is greener where you, what? Where you nourish it, right? The grass is greener where you water it. And at some point, you know, when we're looking at other people's grass, maybe it's greener because on Instagram, because of the filter that they're using, or maybe also there's a online, there could be a lot of artificial turf, right? Either way, being green with envy is the thief of joy. And when you let jealousy get the best of you, it often brings out the worst of you. And it rarely solves anything, and it builds nothing, but it can destroy everything. And I think that joy and happiness is found when you stop, when you stop and you cease comparing yourself to other people. And when I say green with envy, I'm talking about, you know, watering on your side what's what you want to nourish. Our friend Dr. Daniel Amen talks about brain envy, and that could be like where you like, oh, that person's really smart, and what are they doing to get that smart? Because genius leaves clues. So don't compare yourself to anybody but your best self. It's not about being perfect. It is certainly not about being perfect. It is about what? Progress. It's about the consistent effort you bring every single day that leads to small incremental improvements, right? Little by little, a little becomes a lot. And because consistency compounds, right? You do the best you can with what you have, and you do it on your own timeline. And that's how winning is done, right? That's how transformation happens. So those are four C's that you could stop or reduce to be able to win more. The final six C's are things, choices that you can make, small, simple steps to be able to, that you could, instead of reducing, you could do more of. All right, so no particular order. And you might have heard me say some of this before, but remember, what keeps us from mastery, what keeps us from level of expertise, knowledge, skill, and ability is this. What keeps us is saying that we know this already, right? So maybe if you've heard me talk about this before, you can listen to it with new ears, right? And see it with new eyes. So very quickly, number one, clarity, all right? So that would be number, what are we up to, number five? The choice you can make is using this time to get clarity in your life. And I'm not a big fan of resolutions. We know the statistics around people who make New Year's resolutions and their ability to stick to it. But I think clarity is something that you could do on a daily or even weekly basis. Clarity and ask yourself clarifying question. What's most important to you in your life? What's most important to you in your education? What's most important to you in a relationship? What's most important to you in your career, in your contribution, right? Those give you your North Stars, your values. And then second clarifying question, are my actions aligned with those values? Because if you feel burnt out or exhausted, maybe it's not because you're doing too much. Maybe it's because you're doing too little of the things that light you up, the things that really matter. Second choice you can make, care. And I'm not going to go deep into this because our podcast is all, a lot of it is about self-care. Self-care is not selfish. So, you know, taking time, and it doesn't have to be a lot of time, but just prioritizing your sleep or, you know, taking some time to 10 minutes to meditate, right? That'd be a form of self-care. The third thing to start, you know, and we're building on it, is contribution. Chronic stress shrinks the human brain. And chronic fear actually suppresses our immune system, whole area of science called psychoneuroimmunology. It means it makes you more susceptible to colds, the flus, the viruses. And I think one of the antidotes to fear is contribution, putting your focus on somebody else. Many of you know we donated 100% of the proceeds to the book Limitless to charity. Alzheimer's research, building schools for children who have no access. And, you know, I think you learn so you can earn so you can return. So how can you invest some of your time, your talent, your treasure to make a difference? That's the third thing that you can do. That's at number seven, if you will, on the list. Eight, nine, 10, really simple. Number eight, I would say this is a great time to be creative. What do you want to create in the new year? And you've heard me talk about this. It was during the Great Plague that William Shakespeare created some of his incredible masterpieces, created Macbeth, Antony, Cleopatra. So what do you want to create? You have your to-do list. Do you have a to-create list? And so what lights you up? Maybe it's something in your business. Maybe it's something that you want to build physically. Maybe something you want to write. Maybe it happens to be music. Right. But this will help you to be able to win, because I believe the future belongs to the creators, where a lot of jobs are going to artificial intelligence. They might be automated, right, or going someplace. What's not is going to be the things that are truly limitless. Our ability to solve problems, there's no limit. Our ability to imagine, our ability to, and even that goes back to clarity. You know, having a vision for your life is clarity, right? A compelling vision is something that you could aspire to. So be more creative and schedule like even 10 minutes just to journal or to be able to write or to do something fun and create. And then finally, the last two C's I would say is capabilities. You have a to-do list, as we talked about, but what's on your to-learn list? If you want to win more in the new year, you have to prioritize your learning. And the future belongs to the learners, right? The faster and more you can learn, the faster and more you can earn also as well. And so what's on your to learn list? You have unfettered access to everything, like podcasts, YouTube. You want to learn Spanish, salsa, speed reading, right? Things are available online. I think the most important capability to learn, learning how to learn. Because if you can learn how to focus and concentrate, you can learn how to remember things, learn how to study better, learn how to read faster, understand more, learn how to make good decisions and think critically, then you can apply that towards everything in your life. You could apply that towards math. You could apply that towards money, management, martial arts, music, you know, the metaverse, and everything that you want to study gets easier when you can learn how to learn. And then finally, the last thing I would say, number 10, a choice that you can make is community. You know, when people ask me, they hear the title of the book Limitless, how do you become limitless in a limited world? And my answer has always been that we do it together, right? It's kind of cheesy, but it's true. T-E-A-M, together, everyone achieves more. And that's really what we're here. We're here to have each other's backs, you know, we're here to have each other's brains. And so how, it's not just your neurological networks, it's your social networks. And so where do you start? I would say small, simple steps. Start small, very small. What is the tiniest little thing you could do today to make progress towards your goals for this year, or for this quarter, right? You'll never change your life until you decide to change something you do, right? You'll never change your life until you decide something that you're going to change something that you do, especially on a daily level, you know, meaning that the treasure you seek is often hidden in your daily routines, you know, and the things that we're avoiding. So what are these small little decisions? These small choices matter. What are we going to focus on? That's a choice. What do things mean? That's a choice. What are we going to be? What are we going to do? What are we going to cherish in this moment? And eventually these little choices, small, simple steps are going to become habits that are going to affect the big decisions that you make and the results that you have in your life. And that's really the goal, because your life is the greatest project you're ever going to get to work on, right? Take time, you know, make time, create magic, right? Do not downgrade your dreams to meet this current situation. Upgrade your mindset, upgrade your motivation, upgrade the method you're using to be able to meet your destiny. And so my hopes for all of you who are listening right now is that this is not the end, but it's the beginning, right? And here's the thing. I promise you, you know, when I started on this journey 30 years ago, it's my 30th year as a brain coach, 30 years, and I haven't deviated from that. You know, I'll be doing it the next 30 years. It's the thing that I feel like I feel a more obligation to be able to support people who are going through struggles that I had, right? And shame on me if there's a way of helping them and I didn't do that. And that's why we make this podcast for you. 95% of everything that we put out there is free, right? Yes, 5% of them are our deep courses. So if you want it more, you know, go to quicklearning.com, jimquick.com. We'll put all the links in the show notes always. And that's if you want, you know, to go deep and learn and train, you know, but this podcast really is the tips that you need. And I encourage you to take a screenshot of this, share it if you like. And my wish for you is that I want you to, may you sleep easy tonight, knowing that you could handle whatever this year has to throw at you. May you wake up with your mind energized each day. Your heart is inspired for a new day. May you move in the direction of your dreams, the things that you desire, the things that you deserve. May you discover gratitude. May you discover a beauty in the small little things. And may you laugh, may you love, and always may you learn. I'm your brain coach, Jim Quick. Thank you for joining me on Instagram, on Facebook, or if you're watching this on YouTube or you're listening to this as a podcast. It's my honor to be in this conversation with you. And I want to remind you that there's a version of yourself that you haven't met yet. The goal is show up every single day until you're introduced.
Want to double your brain speed and memory power? If you'd like to learn rapidly and get ahead faster, I'd like to give you my brand new Quick Brain Accelerator program. You will discover exactly what I teach my clients to learn, read, and remember anything in half the time. There is no charge. It's my gift to you for being one of our subscribers. That's kwikbrain.com. Growing up struggling with learning challenges from a childhood brain injury, it's been my life's mission to help you have your very best brain so you can win more every single day. Now, want more Quick Brain? Here are four ways to fast track your results and lock in what you just learned into your long-term memory. Remember FAST, F-A-S-T. The F stands for Facebook. You're not alone on this journey. I invite you to join our free private online group. There you can connect with me, your fellow brain lovers, links to resources, and even submit your questions for me to answer in future episodes. Go to quickbrain.com. That's K-W-I-K-brain.com. The A stands for apply. Act on what you learned today. Remember, knowledge is not power, it's potential power. It only becomes power when you use it. So use what you just learned. The S stands for subscribe. Don't miss the next episode and other free brain training. And finally, the T stands for teach. You want to learn faster now? The key is to lock it in right away by teaching it to someone else. When you teach something, you get to learn it twice. Here's a simple way to do that. Leave a review on iTunes. Leave a review with your biggest takeaway from this episode. You could also post and share this podcast on your social media. It helps us spread our mission of building better, brighter brains. And of course, tag us so our team can properly thank you. Hashtag QuickBrain, K-W-I-K Brain. Mine is at Jim Quick, K-W-I-K, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. So, what does FAST stand for? Facebook, apply, subscribe, teach. I'll see you in our next episode of Quick Brain. Until then, remember, you are faster and smarter than you think. I hope you're enjoying this episode. And if you want to go deeper with many of these authors that we have on our podcast, these experts, I want to invite you to join our Quick Success program. This is our monthly lives that I do, where I teach something brand new that we haven't taught before, answer your burning questions. And also we have something that people have been requesting for many years, a Quick Book Club. This is your limitless book club where every single month we read a book together, like a book provided by this author. And then we get the author to come online and join us for a 1 hour, share going deeper in these strategies, how to put them into practice. I share my five tips for how to memorize things out of these books. Many people want to read a book a month or build up to that. And this would be the program. So if you want to join, just go to quicksuccess.com and get your spot and join us live and get to meet these authors very up close and personal. And now back to the episode.